SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Alice Springs police charge juveniles for unrest as curfew brings quiet to the city. The government says breaking up supermarket giants could push food prices higher. And disease runs rampant in Gaza shelters as displaced Palestinians face water crisis. Several teenagers and a man in his 20s have been charged over violence in Alice Springs as a two-week emergency curfew continues in the town. Northern Territory Police have charged five youths aged from 16 to 22 with crimes including engaging in violent conduct, criminal damage, aggravated assault and going armed in public. A further three have been arrested and Crime Command and Strike Force Viper expect more arrests and charges in the coming days. While the youth curfew in Alice Springs has generated a much quieter city center, it has impeded the lives of the town's young people on the brink of school holidays. Over the first three nights of the curfew, police said authorities had 127 interactions with young people in the CBD who were either found to have a lawful purpose or were taken home or to another safe place. While millions of Australians celebrated Easter with church services and egg hunts, charities have reported a rise in people doing it tough. Some 1,600 people attended a free Easter lunch hosted by the Reverend Bill Cruz Foundation for those hit hard by cost of living pressures. Its founder, Reverend Cruz, says a lot of people are now choosing between rent money, medicine for children, and food. A report by Food Bank at the end of 2023 found 48% of Australians are now feeling anxious about or struggling to consistently access adequate food. Labor is not convinced that breaking up supermarket giants will help consumers at the checkout, pointing to warnings proposed changes could in fact push up food prices. The Greens and Nationals have pushed for divestiture powers to be legislated, allowing the government to break up big businesses found to be partaking in anti-competitive behavior. Accusations, Woolworths and Coles are stifling competition and engaging in price gouging have led the government to commission an inquiry into the sector conducted by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC. Assistant Minister for Competition, Andrew Lee, told the ABC there could be consequences to breaking up businesses.
The National Farmers Federation have argued against divestiture and the ACTU have made the point that it could potentially hurt workers. So we're sceptical, but of course we'll always look to advice from agencies and we're looking eagerly to see what the ACCC comes back with in their supermarkets inquiry.
The federal opposition says the government's attempts to rush through changes to immigration laws proves Labor's lack of accountability. The proposed legislation, which could make it easier to deport people in immigration detention, was blocked in the Senate by the Coalition, Greens and Crossbench. Under the proposal, non-citizens face up to 5 years in prison if they don't cooperate with authorities to facilitate their deportation. The bill has been sent to a six-week inquiry, with Labor claiming the opposition is playing politics on the issue. But Liberal Senator Holly Hughes told Sky News that an inquiry was vital to ensure accountability.
This is how outrageous this government is, that they wanted to ram through these changes within 36 hours, massive changes to our immigration laws within 36 hours. No one can really say what the urgency is. Claire O'Neill did let slip that perhaps it's got something to do with an upcoming court case where, again, the government has failed in its own defence.
Voters in Western Australia are moving away from Labor as the opposition gains ground with young people. The latest news poll shows a rise in support for the coalition from young voters, but Labor is leading 52-48 on a two-party preferred basis across the country. The coalition increased its primary vote by 5 points with young people to 27%, while Labor fell by 5 points to 33%. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie told Channel 9 voters, especially young voters, aren't engaged in politics.
Does that mean they're going to the independents, they're going to the Greens? Where are they going? Because if they're shifting away, they've got to be going somewhere. I do notice with younger voters that they are very disengaged from politics, to be honest with you. You see that from standing on street corners. None of them want to look at you on buses. They're not interested.
Displaced Palestinians living in southern Gaza say finding water clean enough to drink is a constant struggle, which often takes up almost the whole day. The World Health Organization has reported tens of thousands of cases of upper respiratory infections, diarrhea, lice, scabies, chickenpox, skin rashes and meningitis in UN shelters. The rapid spread of disease is mainly due to overcrowding and poor hygiene caused by a lack of toilets and water for washing. Suad Abu Akashan is a displaced mother living in a refugee camp.
We walk several kilometres in order to fill up 1 or 2 gallons a day. A gallon of water is not enough for washing. My children only bathe once every 15 days. There are no bathrooms and there is no water at all. When it's available, we buy water to drink. The water we get from walking several kilometres to get, it's not suitable for drinking. We can't drink it, prepare dough from it or use it for cooking. We only use it for washing and we use it to bathe the children.
Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has sworn in a new government, responding to international pressure to reunite Gaza and the West Bank under a single rule after the Israel-Hamas war. Mr. Abbas's ally, Mohamed Mustafa, will serve as both foreign minister and premier, charged with helping to reform the Palestinian Authority, which exercises limited self-rule in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Mr. Mustafa, an economist and business leader, says his priority is ending the current war and reconstructing Gaza, which is in ruins after 6 months of Israeli bombardment. The cabinet is made up of 23 ministers and includes 4 women and 6 ministers from Gaza, including the former Gaza City mayor, Maged Abu Ramadan. In Turkey, voters have punished President Tayyip Erdogan and his party in nationwide local elections, reinforcing Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu as the president's chief future rival. With more than half the votes counted, Mr. İmamoğlu led by nearly 10 points in Istanbul's mayoral race. Meanwhile, his Republican People's Party, the CHP, retained Ankara and gained 9 other mayoral seats in big cities across Turkey. Mr. Erdogan and his AK party, which have ruled Turkey for more than 2 decades, fared worse than polls predicted. Political analysts say the result is due to soaring inflation, dissatisfied Islamist voters, and İmamoğlu's appeal beyond the CHP's secular base. CHP head Özgür Özel says the moment marks a change in direction.
Today, the voters made a very important decision. The election results showed that today the voters decided to establish a new politics in Turkey. Today, the voters decided to change the 22-year-old picture of Turkey and open the door to a new political climate in our country.
Back home, the Bureau of Meteorology says storms that caused flash flooding, which left campers stranded in outback Queensland, are beginning to ease, but it may still take time for waters to recede. A heavy downpour overnight on Saturday, 30th of March, left dozens of people camping at a popular spot near Mount Isa waiting to be rescued by emergency services. Campers told 7 News and ABC on Sunday they walked water lapping their tents at the site near East Lakat Dam. Some storms have continued around interior Queensland, but the Bureau's Angus Hines has told ABC the area has been much drier in the last 24 hours.
Those storms have moved away and weakened, so a much more significant dry spell on the way, and looking hopefully for some more dry weather there today as well. But we've got to remember, just because it stops raining in your immediate area, it can take a lot longer for waters to recede, floodwaters in particular, when we've got quite flat land in those parts of the country. So even though the rain from the skies might be stopping, can still take a while for that water to slowly make its way down through the creeks, the rivers, and slowly fade away. But hopefully with the dry weather on the way, those water levels will be dropping.
And to sport, in tennis, Jannik Sinner has dominated Grigor Dimitrov 6-3, 6-1 to win the Miami Open for the first time and rise to world number two. The Italian fired a passing shot, howling by his Bulgarian opponent for a crucial break in the first set and captured the opener with a brilliant backhand winner. The 32-year-old Dimitrov had no answer for Sinner's flawless game in the second set and was broken again when his backhand landed in the net, falling behind 3-1. The 22-year-old Australian Open champion has won 25 of his last 26 matches and has only lost three times since last year's US Open. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome mostly sunny, 38, Perth sunny, 29, Adelaide a shower 2, 23, Melbourne cloudy, 26, Hobart partly cloudy, 21, Albury Wodonga cloudy, 30, Canberra similar forecast, 29, Wollongong sunny, 27, Sydney similar conditions, 28, Newcastle sunny, 28, Brisbane a shower 2, 27, Townsville mostly cloudy, 30, Cairns similar conditions, 31, Alice Springs mostly sunny, 30, Darwin a shower 2, at the top of 32, and the Torres Strait Islands cloudy day ahead and at the top of 31 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.